Chapter 40, Location. Nimbus returns home interchanged. Nimbus couldn't wait to tell his mom and dad what had happened with Merlin and how he once wanted to be a human being, but changed his mind for good reason. Maybe he wouldn't tell them the details. That would just worry them, and they wouldn't understand anyway. As he pondered the idea of what it might feel like to be a bat, he arrived home. But once again, none of his family was around when he floated in. "Hello?" he called out, searching everywhere. "Anyone here? Hello? Now where have they gone to this time?" He hadn't talked to his parents in a long time since he was so consumed with his missions as an angel's associate. And unfortunately, they were not able to attend his award ceremony or celebration, probably due to the late invitation. As he floated around, he saw a note from his mother that explained their whereabouts. One of Aunt Meriwether's relatives had dissipated for the last time, and they had gone to pay their respects. It didn't take long for Nimbus to get bored. Alone time was the last thing he needed. He decided to go up to Blowhard's and look for his cousin Taz. He hadn't seen him since he left home, and his mother was his only line of communication about him. Not good. But he missed him and always felt a connection like a brother he wished he'd always had. Floating into the dreary bar, Nimbus wasn't surprised when he saw the same old gang hanging out there. And Blowhard's hadn't changed a bit either. Taz and Tyrone weren't there, but the rest were bobbing around telling the same old stories. Even Bubba was there, looking tired, older, and still leaking. After a cold welcome, since the gang knew he was working with the angels, he drifted out without another word. "How could I have ever gotten mixed up with that bunch?" Nimbus wondered. He believed he had grown up, and all that kind of action seemed so foolish to him. He knew what real strength was, and he didn't have to prove it by doing menacing acts. As he headed back home, he remembered when his cousin Terence Taz had introduced him to Tyrone, that crazy twister who had taught him how to spin. "Oh, he sure changed my life," Nimbus said.
"Who changed your life?" Taz shouted, suddenly shooting up, swirling and scattering Nimbus's mass everywhere.
Nimbus didn't know what had hit him and tried to pull himself back together.
"Hey, Angel Dust, it's me. Say hello to your favorite cousin."
"Taz, I can't believe you're here. Were you at Blowhard's? I didn't see you."
"Well, I was out doing business out back. Slick told me you stopped by looking for me."
Nimbus worked to stay in one place as Taz circled around him several times. He was mighty and well-formed and had an inner glow that looked like shiny stainless steel. And his attitude was upbeat and friendly. Nimbus couldn't believe how much he had changed from that chubby Terence he once knew.
"You look awesome, Taz," Nimbus said as they both drifted back home.
"I can't believe how you become so, well, so grown up."
"Thanks, but hey, look at you. Aren't you looking rather angelic? Tell me, you haven't taken your angel vows yet, have you?"
"No," Nimbus said with a chuckle. I'm not sure I'm cut out for angel work. Human beings are very complicated. But I've learned a lot and have had some very amazing experiences."
"Oh, yeah? Well, tell me everything, but first let's start with the Thunderhead school fiasco. Mom told me the story, but you can't believe most of what she says. You know, she would make a good news reporter."
"Oh, I have so much to tell you, Taz. Did you hear about Rainbow School?"
"Yeah, that story drifted in on the wind."
Taz halted and his mask spread out like a fan.
"Whose idea was that? Wasn't that your mom's school?"
"Well, yes, but it was better than going back to Dad's school, as if I could."
"Yeah, well, what I heard, don't hold your breath," Taz said.
"Don't worry, I won't," Nimbus said, then added, "Oh, I wish you could have been there at that school in Wasted Anvil. He was so evil, Taz." Nimbus started filling Taz in on everything.
They cruise back home laughing at the different stories, especially Taylor, the closet teller, and Merlin, the absent-minded wizard. Taz slowed and got serious.
Nimbus, you need to take a break from all this and do some traveling. Come with me and help me set up the hurricane season in the Northern Hemisphere. It's a no-brainer putting together the weather patterns for the coming months. You still can spin, right?
It's been a while, Nimbus said. Then he remembered the thrill of the spin. You mean you really want me to come along?
Of course.
Then Nimbus felt an old churning in his mass. But what about all the destructive stuff the hurricane force does? Mom says that...
What about it?
Taz interrupted, looking directly at Nimbus.
What? You heard all the fake news about me, too?
I was told to steer clear of you, Taz. Then Nimbus started talking in his mother's voice. He's not the kind of family member we are proud of.
Taz laughed. But I didn't get kicked out of the top thunder school in the troposphere like you did, Nimbus. That's got to say something about their pride.
Taz grew into a tower so he could see the sunset better.
That one isn't as good as your mom's.
Nimbus joined Taz at his altitude. Do you know where my parents went after the service? They should be home by now.
Yeah, after Aunt Ordelia finally dissipated, they all decided that life was too short and they better travel the world before it's too late. Especially since they got wind that you were going to become a human being.
How did they know that? I didn't tell anyone.
Your dad has his connections, and since Michael was your new hero, he figured you'd crossed over to the other side, if you know what I mean.
But I did terrible things with the bully brigade. Doesn't that mean anything?
Hey, to your dad, it must have been the Rainbow School that really freaked him out. Then, when you took the job with the angels, well, he just kissed his thundercloud hopeful goodbye.
Seriously? Nimbus couldn't believe what Taz was saying. So he hates me because I'm not like him.
No father hates his son.
He's disappointed then. Nimbus wasn't going to let it drop.
Look, he can't help it. He's Cumulonimbus II. He still can out-tower his buddies.
I don't care. I have done amazing things for the human beings, and I would think he would be proud of me for that.
Cousin, he doesn't understand that way of life. He only knows might makes right, and since he thinks he's always right, you would be wrong to think differently.
Oh, what am I going to do? Nimbus asked at a loss. He couldn't believe his dad thought he was still a disappointment.
Travel with me for a while. You'll get to see things you've never seen before, and you won't have to do anything destructive. You'll be my sidekick, and I'll keep you safe.
But won't I be flying with the crows, Nimbus asked.
Say what? Taz chuckled. Well, you'll be crowing like one, I'll guarantee that.
As Taz filled him in on the plan, Nimbus fixed on every detail, staring at the same cousin who had convinced him to go to Blowhard's. But this cousin was different. Taz was charismatic, focused, and strong-willed, and Nimbus realized he had gotten boring, cloudy-brained, and weak.
Come on, Nimbus, remember when you were the Nitro?
Nimbus recalled the last final time he acted like the Nitro with Ricky. Michael hadn't judged him for his strong behavior dealing with him. How could I forget? But I'm kind of freaked out about spinning. It's been a while. Can you give me a refresher course?
No, but Tyrone is just over on the other side of the jet stream. I bet he can.
Nimbus started feeling a low-level excitement. I do need to get into control again like I was with Ricky. Wait until I tell you what I did with him. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not proud of it, but it sure got the job done, Nimbus said with an attitude. Nimbus told the whole story about Ricky and confessed how good it felt to be able to hold that kind of power over a human being that was misbehaving. You gotta break some eggs to make an omelet, Nimbus said with conviction.
Ricky was a cook? I thought he was a banker, Taz said, giving Nimbus a bump.
No, never mind, Nimbus said, not sure if the conversation had taken a wrong turn.
I think having this kind of experience with you will be good for me. I bet I learn a lot about the human being. Anyway, Michael did say I needed to take some time off.
Ah, excellent, Taz said. But you have to promise me the whole hurricane season to really understand the reason why we clouds do what we do.
Oh, I can do that. But I don't want to hurt any human beings.
Nimbus, it won't be intentional. Sometimes you have to break some eggs to make an omelet, Taz said with a crafty smile.
Very funny. You and Floyd would have liked each other.
Ricky's father, right? What was his story again?
Nimbus went into detail about Floyd and his encounter with the Death Angels. Taz hung on every word. They were reconnecting as friends and bonding as if they were brothers. Nimbus did hear a little warning voice, though. But he was going to be in control this time and not misuse the power as Nitro Nimbus.